In 2009, Columbus's taxpayer-funded development arm, the Columbus Urban Growth Corporation, was closed due to a $4 million debt. Now, Columbus City Council has voted to create a new organization to replace the one that was run by Mayor Michael Coleman's friend, David Baker. Council last night approved the creation of the Columbus Next Generation Development Corporation, which Municipal Economic Development Administrator Bill Webster says will help redevelop some of the city's poorest neighborhoods.
This corporation will help us to further both economic and community development in our central city neighborhoods by helping in four primary areas. First, the design and implementation of economic development plans and strategies. The second, promotion of redevelopment opportunities throughout the city. Third, acquisition and development of key real estate parcels. And fourth, project management. This development corporation will help to further our efforts in-house by facilitating, again, more communication with our community constituents, private developers, allowing us to facilitate key development projects in a much more efficient basis.
Officials plan to expand the organization's work citywide. It's not clear how the organization will be funded or who will run it. Council last night also approved spending nearly $790,000 on a consulting and engineering contract with a private firm to renovate the former Reeb Avenue Elementary School. Plans are to turn the building into a neighborhood facility that will house a learning and development center for children, and the organization taking over the social service programs formerly run by the Southside Settlement House. Veteran Southside activist Bob Lighty praises the plan.
We now have this vision for the Reeb Elementary School as a true community center with a range of programs there. And I can't tell you how exciting it is. This is probably a $9 million project, and it's going to have enormous impact.
The plan was discussed by Mayor Michael Coleman during his State of the City speech earlier this year. The city acquired the building from the Columbus Schools as part of a land swap in which the district gets the 52-acre site of the former Woodland Meadows apartment complex.